Beloved in Christ, blessed peace to all of you, and may the power and may the blessing and the joy of the Holy Cross protect you, be with you, and guide you, and give you all the strength you need. It is a blessing for all of us to be gathered in this holy community. Every time we gather to be in the divine liturgy, this is a new life. This is a new page, a new chapter of our life. Even if we serve the divine liturgy every day, like most of the time they do it in monasteries and somewhere else. I grew up with this. We serve the divine liturgy, at least if there is no great feast during the week, at least twice a week. And every time, and this is true, every time we are in the divine liturgy, as if we are participating in this divine liturgy for the first time. Beloved in Christ, don't take it for granted. Don't say, you know, like, I received communion last week, so it doesn't make any difference. No, it does. It does. The divine liturgy has all the blessing, the power, the sanctification to renew us and to make us a new people, a new nation, if you want, a new individual. We are in the third week of Lent. And as from outside of the building, you see on the top of the dome, you see the cross. Look what you see here on the table now, in the center of the church. You see that the same thing. So the cross is the center of our life, is the center of our Christian life. Without the cross, a few things will be missing. So the cross placed in the center of our life. So that's why, beloved in Christ, last night when I started my teaching, I promised you to keep doing the same today and to finish what I have started last night. But before that, I greet all of you, beloved in Christ, especially Father Joseph, the pastor of this holy community, Father Timothy, a good fellow, a good brother in Christ, and Father Paul from St. Elijah Church in Ellensburg, and all his people with him today. They asked me to come here to be with us in this holy community. And this is the right practice. This is a healthy practice. When the Archbishop is serving in an area and there are two churches, we close one of the two as we be as a one family. But some places, you know, the extension, if they get together and so, thank God we don't have it yet. Love heals and love makes a big difference in our life, and forgiveness, as I said last night. So I greet the beloved also deacons in Christ, and I pray for them and for their families and their loved ones to be following the Orthodox teaching and living this kind of life. Yesterday, last night, my teaching was what we are doing, you know, like what do we do in Lent? Great complying takes 1 hour or more. The canon of St. Andrew, the Damascene, the Bishop of Crete, you know that St. Andrew of Crete was from Damascus. And so the canon, the beautiful, the most beautiful literature on repentance, the canon of St. Andrew. Frustrations, many times, Lord have mercy, what's going on? Why all this, you know, like during this? You know, we are getting our salvation, not a materialistic gift. Virtuous life is not a little thing. Today, later I will talk about it. Today's the gospel reading is about, you know, like if you like to gain the whole world, but you lose your soul, you lose yourself, you know, like what gain do you get? Nothing. So every material will go with us to the grave and will be buried. But our salvation, our return to life in paradise, that is the most important thing. Let me begin with what I heard in Matins, in Orthros. And yesterday I said to you that some people accusing us not reading enough the Bible. So my answer was, we read the Bible, but we pray it at the same time. And all these services, you know, are the juice, if you like, of the Bible in our life. So no one invented them because, you know, like he was a superman. But they read and they kept reading the Bible over and over and over until God has spoke to them. And they put these words, beautiful words for us. You know, many times you heard me say that we are not coming from a vacuum like most of the religious groups. 2,000 years experience. 2,000 years of repentance. 2,000 years of forgiveness. 2,000 years of communion. 2,000 years of compassion. 2,000 years of Lord have mercy. 2,000 years of everything we are doing in the church. So that's why, you know, like it's time now. It's time this generation, this culture to be sanctified. Isn't it? So that's why we are not coming from a vacuum. Every icon in the church is talking to us. Every corner, you know, like when you visit the monastery of St. John. You know, they don't talk to you much, right? When you say good morning, maybe you don't get an answer. And this is not wrong. This is not rude. This is a holy practice. And I live that, you know, like when I go to the monastery where I grew up, you know, every stone talks to me. Not people, not only people, but every corner talks to me. Many, imagine how many from the 12th century, that monastery in Lebanon where I grew up. From the 12th century, imagine how many liturgies or how many prayers have been done there, have been taking place there. faith sanctifies people, but sanctifies everything around us. Even the stones, even the walls, even... So that's why when we pass by a church, you know, every time, we make the sign of the Holy Cross. Because this is not an ordinary building or a human building. This is the house of God. This is the house of the presence of God. This is the Orthodox ethos. We act, we must act as Orthodox, as good Orthodox at all times. Everything, you know, like is meaningful in the Orthodox Church. We don't do it for just like because we have to. We don't do it just like because we have nothing else to do. We need this human being to be the temple, the real temple of God, the real house of God. So God doesn't play, doesn't live, doesn't dwell in the buildings, but He does live in every one of us. So that's why, you know, our focus on the human being. Homilies, teaching, retreats, lessons, Bible studies, and you name it, confession, until midnight sometimes. Why? Because this human being is the real temple of God. So that's why we fast. We are fasting these days. Not from a food. We cannot fool God, you know, by observing or abstaining, you know, like abstaining from a certain type of food. We cannot do that. If we did it this way, you know, without prayer, we think that we are Christian Orthodox, but after that, you know, we get nothing. So we fool not people around us, not God, but we only ourselves. So we are fasting, we fast seriously with a prayer. With a prayer in order to get something, you know, strange of this culture. Strange of the 21st century language. That is the sanctification of mind, soul, and body. It is a great thing by doing that. It is a great thing. So if the church cannot provide me the sanctification of soul and body and mind and soul, it won't be a church. Like how many buildings we have in this city or elsewhere. How many religious groups we have. Ask your question. Ask yourself this question. You know, yesterday in the parish council meeting, I said, we are not proselytizing people from their churches, but people coming to us. Why? Ask yourself, you know, like, why? Because they are looking for history. They are looking for authenticity. They are looking for a real spirituality. They are looking for sanctification, for sanctity. They are looking for compassion and to heal, healing through this compassion. So I said, we are not proselytizing people. We don't go from door to door like others. The doors are open. The arms are open. Our life is open. So the house of God is for everyone. Orthodoxy is universal. Orthodoxy is for every human being desires to carry the cross and get sanctified. So that's why, if we don't if we are not well, if we are not well established and deep in our faith, we cannot touch people's life. We cannot bring any human being. We cannot, you know, keep any human being back to paradise. It is not a wedding garment, and I shall be cast out, bound by the angels. Cleanse, O Lord, the defilement of my soul, and save me, for thou art the lover of mankind. I say this prayer if I serve the divine liturgy daily. Do you find any difference between what I say and what we practice during Lent? Do you see any difference here? So, from here, we understand that the fasting time is a process, not only a certain time or a certain period, but it is daily. I have to repent. I have to be in prayer, fasting daily. I have to be in forgiveness daily. I have to be repentant daily. I have to be asking for God's mercy daily and every single moment. People that our conversion to Orthodox or our birth as Orthodox is not one day event and goodbye. It is a process. Let me tell you something very nonsense, but with kind of sarcasm, I say it. You remember during the Holy Week, on Wednesday evening, on Holy Wednesday evening, what service? The Holy Unction, right? So there is a church in my diocese. The priest was so good. You know, we wait until the service is done and we do teachings. But this good priest, God rest his soul, now he passed. So, the good priest, he thought that it's better in the beginning to give that teaching before the service. He said, "Beloved in Christ, now we will read seven epistles and seven gospel readings and this service is about healing, and we read, you know, all these beautiful hymns. We are reminded by that phrase from the Bible when it says, "Your faith made you well, go and sin no more." You remember this? So his commentaries were about, you know, like this phrase, that when you have faith and your faith will heal you and you get everything in life when you have strong and deep faith. So, and he started service, and at the very end, even before, when we say through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, before even Amen, the prayer, you know, one day from that, the parish said to him, "Father, nothing happened to me." I am sure to that lady nothing happened to her. Because if we expect, you know, God to be a magician, to be, you know, like under my command, without repentance, as I said, we cannot see God. So we can get healing when we are repentant, when we are renewed, when we are following, you know, all the teaching. So that's why, you know, we don't expect every healing to take place, you know, like in every church. Unless well prepared and well equipped, and we have a good understanding of that prayer. Now, we begin our Lent 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. We started our Lent with grace complying the first day, forgiveness Sunday, and we asked each one, you know, like I was in a little parish in Arizona, and I bowed before everyone, and I asked for forgiveness. I know that I am a simple person, you know, like I need repentance, I need forgiveness. I am not a perfect person, I am not an angel or archangel. I'm working on that. So therefore I bow today to show off, not to be a Pharisee, but I mean it. I mean it. So I need God's mercy in my life. As so, beloved, the day of forgiveness Sunday, so we ask, we promise to forgive ourselves and all the people around us. Even we pray for those who hate us and those who pray for us. Those who hate us and those who hate us. So we have to be reconciled. So that's why the time of fasting and the time of Lent is the time of reconciliation with God, with everyone around us, and with each, with ourselves. And after that we began the first Monday of Lent with grace complying, which is like a very rich service. We read many psalms, and this is reading the Bible as well. And we read many, many passages from the Old Testament in particular. From the beginning of that until the end, we finish reading the whole Bible, Old and New Testament. And if we miss any reading, so we have Holy Thursday and we read the Gospels at once. Beloved in Christ, it is a serious time, it is a serious season. We cannot be victorious unless we are repentant. We cannot celebrate Pascha as the meaning of, you know, Pascha, victorious, as victory, unless we are the children of Pascha, the children of the Holy Resurrection. And the Holy Resurrection our repentance and our virtue. Therefore, sin and holy resurrection won't work. Sin and holy cross won't work. Sin and victory won't work. Sin and purification won't work. So therefore, beloved in Christ, this is a time to overcome sin and control sin and control any kind of temptation. This is a Christian practice. This is not about chocolate or about cheese or about this or that. So take it seriously and don't be afraid. If you want to be afraid of something, that is sin. Sin is ugly. Sin is, it hurts. Sin can make our life a big, you know, like misery. So therefore, sin is the problem in our life. So if you control sin by being repentant and confession and prayer and fasting, like as I said, the Holy Theotokos, like all the saints, we become the Holy Church, the Holy Heaven on earth. And we become the children of the Holy Church. And we are the children of the Holy Church. So therefore, when Pascha comes very soon, in 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, you know, like, a lot of people see that, you know, we are victorious. Something, you know, like bad from in my life is done away. And so, beloved in Christ, I pray today, through the power of the life and giving cross, through your name, you are carrying a holy name, a holy Christ. All will see the cross light on the dome from outside and in the center in the earth. Keep the cross in your life, in the center of your life, and you will be, you know, like strong people and victorious. You know, Jesus didn't want like to go through all that he went through, but he loved us to live a free life. A free life from sin. A joyous life. Sin makes like our life, you know, like a big misery, as I said. But by the power of the cross, preserve your commonwealth, preserve your community, preserve your people, preserve your children, preserve your loved ones. That's why he went into the cross, to save us from that, to save us from any punishment, to save us from any crucifixion. Because he made us. When we rape, when we come of that, so we get all the strength we need, because you know when we are not eating well, we become weak and frail and something like that. But by the power of the cross, we restore that strength. We are called, beloved in Christ, to be. Everywhere and their loved ones to be carrying the cross and to be reminded by the cross at all times in order to celebrate Christ is risen victoriously, not sentimentally or not magically, but victoriously.